I think there's a good feel factor around the training ground anyway, because we've been a good place in the league. We've had some good results and good performances. It shows the character of the squad that you can get late goals. Yeah, we have suffered on the end of things as well, so it swings in roundabouts. Be disappointing, but obviously be ecstatic and excited when you do get winners. And Saturday was an example of probably not playing anywhere near as well as we can do, but staying in the game, keep asking questions of the opposition, and ultimately if you do that, sometimes opposition's caving, and that's what happened at the weekend.
Josh Brownhill enjoying his loan spell out at Barnsley, getting a lot of game time, and he's got a Wembley final to look forward to as well with the JPT.
Well, it served a purpose, the reason for sending him out on loan, to get some game time. We think a lot about the lad. Chances have been limited, and we just felt that it was a good opportunity. And he's gone there, done very well. We've watched him every game. Scouts and other people have been out watching him, getting good reports from him. Contributed a lot to the performance and the results that they've had recently. So they're delighted with him. We're delighted how he's progressing. And he's got that Wembley appearance to look forward to if he's still there.
So Paul Clement and Neil Redfern lost their jobs this week in what is such a volatile time for managers, especially in the Championship. It's not nice to see, is it, fellow peers losing their jobs?
No, it's not. And given the short term of how long both managers have been there, it's very difficult to get a clear idea and your ideas across to how you want to play. Different expectancy levels at probably Rotherham and Derby as examples this week. But nevertheless, both haven't probably been given the long-term opportunity to try and make sure that they do the job as well as they can do. We know it's a precarious business. We've all know that somewhere down the line you're going to get sacked or whatever, but you do need time to be able to get your ideas across. And I know when I spoke to Paul last week, he was obviously, after our game, he was disappointed where they are, but they're still in a very strong position. The people above have obviously decided to make a decision, and that's their right to do that, but it does seem that it's coming a little bit more frequently, unfortunately, because it's part of the business, but a little bit more time helps. And I think you've seen over the years that when you're given a little bit extra time, people can come through the other side of things and then take the club to the next level.
And the emergency loan window opened on Tuesday, so a good opportunity for you to browse the market potentially for attacking options.
Yeah, look, it's open. The one thing that we've got to be careful is that we've got five loans already, so bringing somebody in to come into our 18 would possibly move somebody else out, so we've got to decide if it's the right thing to do. Said on deadline day we weren't too interested in that. There are a few out-of-contract options available that you could still go and sign, which doesn't affect the loan market. So we're happy with what we've got so far. We'll just keep addressing it, and if anything changes, then we're capable of doing it, but we're not going to waste any money and bring somebody in just for the sake of it.